Welcome back to another episode of Up in Smoke. I am your host. You know, a good, crazy, chaotic few months. Well, last month was chaotic. This month is kind of, sort of chaotic since, you know, my birthday just passed and shit. So I was, like, kind of recovering from that and shit. So it was, let's just say me going back home to California was really interesting. You know, celebrates, you know, big 28. I'm 28 now. You know, getting old, almost out of my 20s. It's crazy to think, like, I got 2 more years and my ass is gonna be in my 30s. You know what I'm saying? So it was cool going back home to hang with my homies and shit like that. You know, Saturday I had went out drinking with the homies. And let me just tell y'all, bro. Y'all know every time I go home, I go see Grace or hang out with Grace. So, yeah, let's just say we all went to drink or whatever. And Grace hands me this Stizzy pen. Now, I'm familiar with, like, vape pens and shit that got, you know, the weed in them, of course. But she hands me this vape pen, and I'm like, she's like, hit it until it blinks. I said, bet. You know, I'm no bitch. You know, I like to smoke and shit. So, I hit it, and I'm like, whew, that was a fat-ass hit. When I tell you it was fat, it was fat. I had sat there, and I was like, oh, shit, I'm lit right now. And I want to say, like, 5-10 minutes in after that hit, down fucking hill after that, I was like, bro, I need to just keep drinking water, yada, yada, yada. So I'm trying to drink my water and shit because at this point, I'm already fucked up. And I'm like, okay, I wanted to get fucked up, but not to this point. And when I tell you this was just a hectic day all around, like, I was drinking and shit like that, and then I was like, you know what, I don't even want to drink anymore. This Stizzy pen just ruined my fucking mood. Like, I don't even want to drink. And I'm not even a big drinker anyway. I normally don't drink and smoke at the same time. I kind of just choose one, and I normally choose, you know, I'd rather blow than blow some trees instead of just drinking alcohol, that shit. But I'll sit there and drink like Trulies and shit all the time. Like, that ain't nothing. That's just fucking water. You know what I'm saying? So I could do that. So Gina hands me a Truly and she's like, chug this. I'm like, no, bro, I'm good. She was like, it's your birthday. I don't give a fuck. I'm not drinking this. And so, like, I told her, I was just in the car with Gina. I was like, bro, I'm chilling. Like, I do not feel well. Like, chill. Like, I'm good. I'm vibing right now. Just don't hand me nothing else. Like, I need to chill. And so, like, this whole Truly in my hand, you know, we get out the car. I just throw that motherfucker because I'm like, I'm not finna do that. So, you know, I ended up meeting up with some of the homies at 1515. Never been there. And it was cool. It's a cool ass little bar. You know, seen some homies that I haven't seen in a very long time. And was talking to them and vibing with them, you know. And then upstairs was a little club up there. It was lit. Like, it was lit. Like, how fucked up I was, I wish I wasn't that fucked up. And this, I'm going to keep telling y'all the story and why I didn't want to get this fucked up. So, we go out there and it's hot, bro. Like, it's hot as fuck. So, I'm going up and down because, like, at this point, I can't fucking breathe. You know, I need to go sit outside. And my homies are like, are you good? Yeah, yeah. I'm like, I'm good. I just need some fresh air. That shit is too hot up there. It's too many people. And so, you know, I run into a few homies and start talking to them. And, like, that whole trip, which, side note, which is weird, is that whole trip, I kept running into people that I have not seen since I moved out of Washington or graduated. So, it was really nice, kind of special to see that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was supposed to kick it with, my niece and my homegirl, And I didn't get a chance to see her, unfortunately. So I'm at the mall shopping for a new shirt. I see Dulce right there. I said, I know you fucking lying. And she's in shock because, like, I'm in shock because we have not, when I tell y'all, I have not seen Dulce. I probably seen Dulce when her daughter was born was the last time I seen Dulce. That was the last time. So yeah, about around, like, 2017 is probably when I seen her, or 16. But yeah, we just sat there and chopped it up, and it was really nice. Like, bro, like, you know, that's my dog. That's been my dog since we were in middle school. You know what I'm saying? So I've had her back. She's always had mine. So, you know, those friendships never end. Anyways, back to the story. I had to open up this twisted tea. You know what I'm saying? Back to the story. You know, so we're chilling and vibing and shit. It's getting late at this point. I'm at the point where I got to catch a 5:30 a.m. flight. Because the ticket I was trying to get was supposed to be at noon. And I was supposed to be back in Seattle around like 2:10. So like if I go out on a Saturday, I ain't got to worry about getting up early. I could just jump on this flight and go home. No, that wasn't the case because the flight got filled up. So I had to buy a 5:30 in the morning flight from Southwest. And my homies were doubting me. They didn't think I was going to make it. My mom fucked around and drove me to the airport because she was already leaving. So she took me. And, bro, when I tell you that is, don't ever get on an airplane hungover. Well, still kind of drunk and get on a plane. That turbulence is not my, that shit was not my friend at all. I was fucked up. I was fucked up that whole entire day. Well, that entire night. And middle of the day. But, you know, at that point, it's my birthday now. So, like, now I got no choice but to turn up. So, I land in Seattle around, like, 8 o'clock. And my ride was supposed to come get me at 2. But I forgot to tell her in the morning that, yo, my flight's actually going to be there at 8. So, she ends up getting the text message. And she was like, wow, thanks for telling me. And I was like, bro, take your time because I'm going to go to sleep. And so I fell asleep 2 hours in the airport, knocked out, cold. Thank God I was able to eat. You know, I had an English McMuffin and shit, you know, from McDonald's or a sausage McMuffin, whatever you fucking want to call them. Took that. And, fell asleep. My ride comes and gets me. She's like, oh, I got a surprise for you. Open the open the glove box. Why the fuck was it like a double shot of Jello shots and hella like mini 99% tequila shots, bro? Those are, I just did not want to deal with no alcohol that early. But I was like, I'll be willing to do the Jello shot. It's my 28th birthday. Let's get it. So we do the Jello. I do the Jello shots. And then I had told my homegirl, Cheyenne, I was like, yo, I'll come over after I'm done taking a nap or whatever. Didn't even end up taking the nap. I fucked around and was on my Xbox for about like a good 2 hours. Took a 30-minute nap and said, fuck it. Let me go get food. And then I'm going to head to Cheyenne's house. So, you know, I head to Cheyenne's house. We start drinking. At this point, now I'm feeling better. You know, so I was like, let's get this going. So she hands me a Truly. I was like, let's fuck it. Let's start chugging. We chugged our first Truly. We start playing beer pong, taking Jello shots. And then we took another one of those 99% ones. Oh my God, bro. I was fucked up. I was so fucked up at her house. We were playing beer pong. It was hella fun. So, I had, like, woke up the next day to get ready for work on a Monday. Thank God it didn't start until 4, but fuck, man. That day, I ain't even gonna lie to y'all, bro. I'm just now, like, recovering from that, like, that period of time, because, like, I haven't even, like, dead ass, like, since I came back home from California, I've only been getting, like, 5 to 6 hours of sleep, because my sleep schedule from work, I get up at 4, I start at 4 p.m., get off at 2:30. By the time I get home, it's 3:30. I'm trying to chill, watch a show at least until 4, go to sleep, you know, and then it's, like, what, from 4 to 10? 4 to 10, because I got to wake up and take my dog out. Then I'll try to, like, lay back down, can't go back to sleep. So it was like this for a good week. And I was getting burnt the fuck out. Like, I have not taken a solid break since. You know what I'm saying? So, like, even when I went back to Texas, because I even went to Texas in March, towards the end of March, or the, like, middle of March. So, like, I was still on Texas time. Then wanting to go back to, you know, then going to California, then working, having this shitty-ass schedule, 4 to 2:30 in the morning, and not being able to sleep, bro, I was really fucked up. And let me tell you, when I had finally hit Thursday to get, finally Thursday came around, that's my off day, bro, I get off work on Wednesday, bro, I didn't go to bed until, like, damn near 6 o'clock. Because now, at this point, I'm not even tired. So I'm just like, bro, like, what the fuck? So I had to, like, oh, bro, I had to take some tea because I guess I got sick, or I got, like, a little cold because my cousin thought it was okay to be sick around all of us sitting their ass downstairs. But I just been having, like, a runny nose and, like, a weird ass time I'd be coughing. So, oh, and I mean, side note, if you do be coughing a lot at night, rub Vicks Vapor Rub on the bottom of your feet. Wear socks. You will not cough the whole night. You know, Mexican remedies, bro. I'm telling you, they come in clutch. Anyways, so, yeah, I had took some fucking, like, teas because I had caught COVID, like, in January. So, I still have some of this medicine and shit I've been taking. And I took that tea. That shit knocked me out so quick. I woke up at, like, 2 o'clock. And I was like, bro, where the fuck am I? It was crazy. So, you know, I'm glad I'm kind of getting my sleeping schedule back. You know, but I just thought I'd shoot an episode because I haven't shot one in a while. And like I said, I've been busy as fuck, man. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm going to get back on the routine of me figuring out when I'm going to start shooting my podcast episodes because there's a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of shit I want to, like, talk about. And I got a special dedication podcast episode coming to... I'm dropping these the same day. So I might drop this later on tomorrow or Saturday and then drop the dedication one, like, Saturday night. You know what I'm saying? Or Sunday morning. Unfortunately, I had a death in my family. So, I want to talk about, like, how, you know, how close he was to me and shit like that. So, because a lot of people, I'm not going to lie, like, I can't even tell you, like, how I've been feeling about the whole situation. Because, like, I was really, like, I was really close with him. He was, like, my little nephew. My cousin and brother, little brother, all in one. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I'm still trying to, like, process my emotions towards that. You know what I'm saying? So, I haven't necessarily been... That's why I haven't really been here, like, make shooting podcasts. You know, my mom came to visit. She met Boba for the first time. That shit was pretty nice. And Boba just all excited to meet his grandma. You know? So... I will be dropping another episode right after this one to, I want y'all to know, like, what kind of person my guy was. You know what I'm saying? So, definitely want y'all to, tune in for that episode. But, yeah, man, I've been trying to, like, keep it together. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's never hard, it's never easy to, like, recover from a death in the family that you're really, like, close with. You know what I'm saying? So, I been trying to deal with that as best as I can. Yeah, it's just been a little rough. I'm not gonna lie to you. So just be on the lookout for that episode. I really want y'all to like understand like how close he was to me. Like I truly want y'all to bring y'all in that, so stick around, you know. But I just thought I drop this little drop a quick little update. Like I'm good. I'm like I said, I just need to get my sleep schedule right. I need to make sure I got shit in order. You know, because summer's coming around, and I'm trying to work as much as I can this summer so I could get my shit together, my shit right. You know. You know, I got plans for myself. You know what I'm saying? I haven't been really in the right mindset, and I've been trying to, you know, juggle a lot too much at one time. So I just need to low key take it a day at a time. So, like I said, I just wanted to give y'all a quick update on what's been going on. I'm gonna have, I should be having someone coming to speak sometime soon. That's gonna be cool. So stay tuned for that. Sorry, I can't speak right now. Stay tuned for that. But yeah, no, I just, you know, hope everyone's been having like a great fucking day. You know, and like I said, if you're a person like me and you ever need somebody to talk to, I'm always saying in every episode, come reach out. I'm not doing shit. I'm going to always answer. I'm going to always be there for any of my friends or people who don't really know me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you need someone to talk to, come hit me. You know? So, but anyways, hope y'all have a great rest of y'all night. And y'all stay safe.